Head coach Dan Da Silva has made it upstairs to our broadcast location. We're way up high. Lots of stairs. Sorry about that. But
I'm not what I used to be. These broadcast locations are a little high, and the stairs are tough.
As I like
they give me a minute to catch my breath here.
I like to tell people I never was, and yet I have to do it, carrying equipment.
Yeah, well, that's why you still look so young, Les.
I look so young.
Keeps you fresh.
I've got you fooled, too, the whole time. Victory here tonight over Red Deer. Boy, your second period was dominant. You deserve better as far as score goes. Their goaltender was tremendous. He was the first star of the game, without a doubt. But you found a way to get one more by him than what was scored against your team, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, credit to him for sure. He kept them in the game far longer than I thought they deserved to be. I thought we had a great game. No disrespect to them by any means. They're a good hockey team, and they work hard, and they made us hard on us, and they pushed right to the end. So but credit to their goaltender, he was a brick wall back there. We knew if we kept working, eventually Dan was going to break, and eventually it did. And obviously just a big goal by Tyler Parr there after they go up 2-1 in the third period. It's a huge response, and so that's credit to the maturity and just the character of our team.
Talk to me about how Tanner Scott has fit in with this team, because he's the guy who set him up.
Yeah, Tanner Scott, like, he's got points in all three games he's played with us. He sees the ice so well, he skates well, makes all little plays that a lot of guys just don't make. And he's great on the wall in our end and on the breakout, and he's a good example for a lot of our young guys on how to handle those types of situations. He's fit in really well with that line, and even just now in the room, he's saying thanks to the boys for welcoming. He's fit into this group really well, and so we're happy to have him.
Do you still do stops and starts for drills during practices?
Yeah, you betcha. We do. It's a big part of our team. Straight line, stops and starts, facing the puck.
Because on the winning goal, Tyler Parr does a stop and start, whereas their guys circle. That's how you end up with the 2-on-1 on that play.
Oh, right, yeah, in the overtime?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't really see it. It was out of my vision. All of a sudden, we were coming back 2-on-1, and I was pretty excited that we were. But, yeah, I wasn't exactly sure how it all played out. Looking at name bars, trying to figure out who's out next, and all of a sudden, later, we had a 2-on-1, and so I was, I missed that one. But that's credit to Tyler. That's, in the neutral zone, to stop and start like that and get up in the play after playing 60 minutes of hockey, it's, he's in good shape, and it takes a lot of character to be able to do that.
We've had a lot of movement, a lot of upheaval, different guys onto the team. Thoughts on what Kasdan Matthews and Jack Ketchkowski did for you tonight?
Yeah, good starts for both of those players. I know it's not easy coming in from another organization and stepping right into a game, right? And we had a little chalk talk before the game as far as systems go, trying to give them a little bit of an idea of where to go on the ice and where we need them to be. But I know Kaz, I've worked with Kaz before in Saskatoon through Counter Move Hockey, little plug there. My buddy runs that. So, and we've done some work there. So I knew Kaz a little bit. And so I was excited, when I heard that we were acquiring him. Looking forward to working with him. And then, having Jack back there, there's some potential there for sure. He's, it looks like an offensive minded defenseman. Made some nice plays there in the second period. And, again, it's not easy stepping in and into a new team in a new situation. But both of them were off to great starts here.
Hayden Harsanyi. He did not dress tonight. He's coming off an injury. Is he bothered by that? Do you have to wait for him a little bit yet, or no?
Yeah, I mean, he's healthy. He is coming off an injury. He's been cleared to play medically by the doctors. We just, out of precaution, wanted to just our training staff. Blaine White wanted to get eyes on him, run him through a few tests, and we want to be careful with these kids, right? They're 17-year-olds. They all want to play, but we have to do what's best for them in the long run. So. I don't want to give anything away, but I would expect Hayden Harsanyi in the lineup tomorrow night.
There you go. And then, of course, you do have tomorrow night an Edmonton team that's really improved and is coming on, is up in the standings. So you got to be, again, no game is easy against any of these top nine teams in the conference.
No, definitely not. And so this is a big one for us. We knew we wanted to get the 2 points out of here for sure. We shift our focus to Edmonton, who's, made a huge step this year, and they're playing better hockey, especially as of late. So it's going to be a tough test going into that rink tomorrow. And we're going to need we're doing this by committee, man. We're not about one player or any one line. We're going to have everybody pulling the rope. Can't afford to have any passengers on any given night. So we have a lot of internal competition with the bodies we have right now, and it's just going to – it's a good thing. It breeds success. It breeds competition within the lineup, and it gets the most out of the guys. So we're looking forward to a good, tough challenge in Edmonton.
All right. Dan, thanks for this. Look forward to tomorrow night in Edmonton.
Thank you, Lester.
All right. Dan Da Silva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.